Love.
Love Line is meant for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Love Line. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, we welcome back to Loveline our dear friends who really sort of helped us pop our cherry, or at least my cherry
on this
show.
The oldest, dearest friends.
Yes, Goldfinger.
Old Finger.
Oh, five Hello. People clapping.
John Feldman is here, as well as Darren Pfeiffer. John, we've had on the show to discuss, I think, other bands he was working with.
I think you were with Good Charlotte once, weren't you?
Good Charlotte and the Used. I was here last time to do that, the animal rights benefit show thing.
Right.
Last year.
John has been doing some producing since his Goldfinger days, as well as I see Ashley Simpson's name here on his list
sang
of
all
credits.
Of her songs. No, I'm just kidding. She actually sang all of her stuff. Yeah,
John.
Poorly.
Yeah, the Gold. Now is this?
Just kidding.
Is this a? What do you call this for Goldfinger? Are they reuniting? Are they coming back? Or have they ever
Goldfinger's
been apart?
Never been apart. It's just a new record came out, and I just get bored. You know, I mean, being in the studio all the time is annoying. And this is actually the last day of 4 weeks of touring. We play at the Key Club tomorrow, and so this is fun for me being able to get out there and play in front of kids and get sweaty.
Darren, are you still living in Canada?
I live in the cold tundras of Ontario. Yes, Toronto.
And are you from there, or is your wife from there?
My wife is from there. But I'm from Buffalo, which is close enough.
Right. Yeah. That's what I was going to say, because I was
armpit of America
wearing a hockey jersey, and then it gets a little confusing, and I realize no big transition between Buffalo and Canada.
But you're describing like the hinterlands of Ottawa or Ontario. It's Toronto. It's a big city.
It's a huge city. Yeah. It's like New York City. It's gigantic. It's great. It's got a multicultural, a lot of entertainment, a lot of bands, and that's what I've been doing up there. I've been managing a couple bands, and I'm getting into production a little bit, using John as a muse, maybe, so to speak. And
violent people up in Canada. Violent.
Indeed.
Yeah. Yes. The crime is rampant in Toronto.
Yeah, what is the big difference?
Under 100 people shot a year in Canada.
What would you
nice.
Although I did see, you know, the creepiest guy who was ever on that autopsy 10 show that HBO used to run was the Canadian serial killer guy, who was married and was, like, dismantling and videotaping, getting his wife to play along and keeping his prey. So here's my take on Canadians. Generally, not violent, but when they snap, look out.
They make up for it.
Yeah.
Well, there was no hockey this year, as you know.
Yeah.
And murders are gone up.
Yeah, no, he did use that as part of his defense. Is there a general sort of veil of depression over Canada
because
of hockey?
I wouldn't really call it depression. It's more anger. More anger and frustration, really, over it, what happened.
And that's it impacts your life.
And for those of you who don't know, the entire NHL season was canceled this year. And and people in Canada, Canadians, take hockey very seriously. It's not just a sport. It's a religion. And it's a family thing. And all families in Canada get into it. And for to have an entire season canceled for a labor dispute is a pretty big deal.
I wonder, I know you guys aren't here to talk about hockey, but I just wonder.
I'll talk about hockey for 2 hours. I don't care.
No, actually, just be here for an hour, and then Kelly will come in. And
he'll talk about football.
Brian will talk about hockey for the last hour. But, all right, I want to talk about hockey more. I want to talk about Goldfinger. So where did you guys record the album, and when did you record it?
My house. We did it, probably finished it up about 6 months ago. And, you know, it's been out for about 3 weeks.
And we have the luxury of having John's house. He's got an amazing Pro Tools studio, HD. Everything's really nice, and it's comfortable. And when we recorded, there was no labels involved, and we were free artists, so to speak. We recorded at our whim, and we recorded how we wanted, when we wanted. You know, we took breaks when we felt like it. There was no one saying time is money, and John had control, and we could do whatever we wanted. It was really refreshing.
What was it, a much better, more gratifying experience than the last?
I think so.
Well, our first record, the Mojo Records, was our first label, and they got bought out by Jive Records, which has all of our, you know, our compadres, like the Backstreet Boys and Britney Spears and NSYNC and all the right. You know, bands that we would obviously Fantasy tour with, you know, to begin with. And so they had no idea what to do with our band. And so we were very happy. We begged and pleaded to be released by, from that, from Jive Records.
I begged and pleaded to meet Britney, but it wasn't working.
Did you guys ever open or do anything with those guys? Or
we begged and pleaded. Like, we just figured, I mean, what a better tour for us than
I remember last time I saw them live in concert, they just jumped out on the stage and said, okay, you effing Fs.
Yeah.
Referring to the audience.
Yeah. Really?
And it was Darren.
Us?
No, you.
Oh, I thought it was about NSYNC. No, I said that? Live in concert, first of all, with NSYNC. That's kind of an oxymoron. Right.
Darren's grown up a little bit since last time I saw him, I think.
Darren.
We haven't even seen an inkling of his nakedness yet.
Licking his drumstick.
Right now, I'm taking off my jacket. So that's a start.
Vulgar.
Wow.
To start.
I will. We'll hear something off the new Goldfinger CD, which is called the Disconnection Notice. I think we'll take. Let's take two calls. We'll hear a new Goldfinger song. Laura?
Yeah?
You're 18?
No.
All right. How old are you?
I am 17.
17.
Fantastic.
All right. What's up?
Well, I've been with this guy for quite a while, and I really want to have sex with him, and he won't have sex.
What are his reasons?
He hasn't really given any. I kind of think it's because he's...
He's gay.
No, I've dated so many gay guys, and this is the most heterosexual guy I've dated.
But hold on now. You've been attracted to and selected gay men, right?
Yes.
So it already throws him into suspicion, because we know you're being the selector, tend to select gay guys, even when they don't know they're gay, perhaps.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's what worries me here, because how long have you been with this guy?
Well, it depends on who you ask, because
I'm asking you. How long have you been with?
Well, our
you don't, hold on a second.
You need a calculator? I got one on my phone.
You want to pick a historical figure?
Let's ask Abe Lincoln. Come on.
3 score! And
I thought we weren't talking about hockey anymore.
I just hope Abe would use score in his length description of their relationship.
3 score weeks?
Yeah. Well, Laura. Let's ask you, how long have you two been together?
The first time we kissed that I was single was over a year ago.
All right, so you've basically been together a year, dating. Dating?
Yeah.
He'd say, that's my girlfriend.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right, so there are basically two reasons that I would say are likely to be the cause of his lack of passion.
Well, how far have you gotten? Let me cut you off.
All right.
What base? Oral sex.
You gave him oral sex?
Oh yeah.
And how about he to you?
No. No.
How old is he?
He's 17. Hmm.
Does he have any strong religious beliefs?
Nope. Moral,
no strong morality about remaining a virgin?
Not really. He's kind of been trying to clean up my act lately.
Why, are you a hooker?
No.
act are you talking about? Like, you juggle and ride a unicycle?
I'm very affectionate.
I miss Darren's sense of humor. Oh, wait a second. All right, let's just talk about this for a second. If a guy receives oral from a girl but won't return it, that means he's not that into her.
Maybe. That's one possibility.
Most likely. Yeah. I mean, just think about think about your mindset. Yeah, you can go down on me. Oh, I'm done. I'll see you tomorrow. Like, when you're not going down on them, you're not trying.
But there's that sort of overlap period around 17, 18, where that's going too far kind of thing. That's really taking it towards intercourse.
All right.
Wasn't like 17, 18 where you do the oil check thing too, the little reach around, little sniff thing maybe?
Oil check?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
This is getting more and more romantic all the time.
Laura?
But Adam starts talking about abalones.
Yeah. Okay. All right, quiet.
But it isn't the
John says you're court low, by the way. Yeah. Yeah. What about that? I'm trying to figure out what's up with this guy. Why is he a ladies' man or is he shy? It's one or the other.
No, he's kind of stuffy.
He's uptight.
Yeah.
Does he feel good about himself, or his parents
God, he has
rich?
Hugest ego.
Huge ego. Oh, he's not trying. A-hole. He's not into you.
Yeah.
He's into you enough to let you perform oral on His Highness, but not so into you that he's going to check your tranny fluid.
Because the only common reason that a guy is sort of off the trail is he's gay and doesn't know it, maybe, or he's got very strong religious moral beliefs about this.
I would use the tampon like a dipstick.
Yeah, it's. quite an image. Thanks for sharing.
I think you should just confront him. That's a simple solution.
I don't.
Dude,
think
what's up?
I don't think he's into her.
I'm ready.
Yeah, and any guy that is in any way interested would kind of...
17, I mean, there's nothing I would turn down at 17. Nothing. Not
no.
A dog, not anything.
No. At a year?
So, I mean,
Laura, have you ever brought this up with him?
Well, I mean...
And what does he say?
He just says, like, no, pretty much. Just
Why?
No, forget it. Just dump him. Here's the whole thing, everyone. Relationships at 17, especially at the beginning, you know, under a year kind of thing, they're not supposed to be like playing handball against the drapes.
Right.
They're supposed to be spontaneous and energetic, supposed to be fun. Later on, they get miserable and you feel trapped. At the beginning, they're supposed to be just, we can't get enough of each other. I love, did you stink up the bathroom? I'm running in there and I'm going to wave it in my face. I can't get enough of you.
No, you that's know, you with yourself.
That's me. Okay.
Okay
no, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah,
relationship
okay.
I have with my
yeah,
anus.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Point is, here's my point. If you have to, like, ask, why aren't you doing this, or how come you're not into
there's
me,
wrong.
Or why aren't you calling back early stages at 17, it's not. It's
yeah.
not happening.
Yeah.
Move on.
Agreed.
Just cut it and move
word,
on.
Word.
Thank you. Sandra?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
I have a boyfriend, and we've been going out for a very, very long time now.
How long?
Almost a year.
And how old is he?
He's 18.
By the way, thank you for not asking us to refer to Abe Lincoln for that kind of
yes.
information.
All right. So what's up?
He just got a job recently, and I left my family to live with him, and we're like 9 hours away from my family. Mm-hmm. My family's like one of those kind of families that's like really close, and every family party they, or every holiday they have a big family party. Everybody gets drunk, and it's kind of stupid. But
yeah.
And I moved in with him, and he got a job, and this girl kept calling him,
mm-mm.
and I come to find out that she works with him,
mm-mm.
and about. A week ago, I found out that him and her, like, they went to the movies on our, on one of our anniversaries.
Well, clearly, that's her fault. Anyway, clearly, she needs to be taken care of. She's a bad person.
How many anniversaries do you guys celebrate?
One of our anniversaries.
I'm at one, and that's too much. Once a year, it's like, are you kidding? No, it's been 365 days. You're asking me, baby. I feel like I'm just recovering. I'd like to get it down into the fractions.
Yeah,
which,
yeah.
We do I'll do like 3/16, and every 6 years it'll be 1 year, it'll be awesome. We'll keep it fresh. How many anniversaries do you guys have?
Well, we celebrated our third month, our sixth month, our ninth month, and then we're gonna celebrate our year, and then every year after that.
I'd imagine what he's
all right.
Doing
so which.
That.
Which one did he take her out to the movies on? And if you have 28 a year, it's going to be tough not to screw around on one of them. You know what I mean? The chances are you're going to land on an anniversary.
Our nine-month anniversary, he had all these, like, me and him both had all these big plans we were going to do. Uh-huh. Well, he came home from work and left again and didn't come home about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
And the next day I found movie tickets saying...
The movies.
How old is he?
He's
18.
This guy is... Why did you leave this guy with this guy? What are you running away
movie
from at home?
Hey, they're very close.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm picturing that means they all sleep in the same room, by the way. It's very close.
Yeah,
metal
we
working?
Do.
Yeah.
We sleep in the same room, same bed, and, like, we've been for the longest while. But,
I was talking about your family.
They have no choice. It's a trailer.
No. We live in a big three-story house. Me and him, our bedroom's down in the basement.
His family's house.
Yeah, his mom's. His mom has custody of me right now.
Why did you leave your family? What happened?
My mom was moving, and, all my siblings, moved out and everything, and all that was left was me and my little brother. My little brother's going to go move with my dad, and my mom was moving. Huh?
All right, well, wait a second. First off, it started off with you have a very close family.
Yeah, now
it just sounds like a Chinese fire drill over at your house. But I could tell by your twang it was a disaster.
Yeah, it's
and
a horrible
whenever
situation.
You move in with a dude at 17,
you're running away. From
quote
some.
The great Drew here, and you're just running away.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
never. Oh, we were in love,
oh,
or,
no.
or you know,
it's a life
you know,
preserver.
Your family's a mess, so you shacked up with this guy. This guy's a mess, just like dear old dad.
Yes, indeed. If
here you are celebrating your 8 month and 3 day anniversary, And this guy's at the movies with a chick. And by the way, last time I checked, movies ended latest about 1 a.m. That's the latest. So he came home at 5. Yeah.
Something's going down.
Something went down.
And here's the deal. You moved in with an 18-year-old. I don't, you know, you might as well move in with an 18-year-old armadillo.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
18-year-old guys should be living with 18-year-old guys because they deserve each other, and that's about it.
Or 18-year-old armadillos.
Right.
Yeah, he's behaving like an 18-year-old guy. He may truly be a horrible person. We don't know.
And he's stupid. He took the movie stubs and just left them in his pocket.
Listen, he can't handle anything. He's got this girl living with him. Doesn't know what to do with. The mom's got custody.
You found out he took his girl that he works with to the movies. How did you find out he took her?
Because about 3 days ago, I called her and asked her if she wanted to meet with me face to face because me and her had never met. But I've talked to her on the phone once or twice when she called asking for him. I found a letter in his pocket that I took with me to meet her, and it said on the letter, "Oh yeah, sorry about your foster sister, blah blah blah."
Foster sister.
Like, in other words, me. He has no sister. He has one brother, and I'm the only.
Yeah, but you kind of are his foster sister.
Wow.
Your mom adopted this. You.
Interesting.
Yeah. This is Kentucky.
So to you,
when you go on the road, try that with your wife.
You understand to your boyfriend, that's what you are. You're not his girlfriend. You are his foster sister who he's banging when he has a chance.
Well, you're certainly his foster sister to the chick at work you're trying to nail.
I think to your
buddies.
To the world, maybe.
Really? Well, hold on. Wait a minute. We may have him on a technicality. Is your last name Foster?
No, my last name's Stoner. Would you believe that?
Oh, yes, my God. That's amazing.
That I would.
All right, but still doesn't help my theory.
Is your first name Bia?
Bia Stoner. Beatrice Stoner. Hold on. First off, if your last name is Stoner, you're obligated
to give the novelty
your kid a novelty
name. Yes.
Front name. Like, if your last name, like, if you're the Nibbler family, you got to go with Dick.
Yeah.
You just
what would the good ones be for Stoner? Like,
Bia. Beatrice.
Bia Stoner. Beatrice is good.
Yeah. I think you just want to go with,
Ima.
Or you could just go with something weird like Hesher or Heshi or something. You know, just
Stoner.
Something that's sort of remnant. You know.
Hesher. What's your name? Hesher?
Yeah.
Stoner.
Yeah. Or, yeah. Some
420 middle name.
Yeah. Bungaris.
Bungo.
What did you mean, my son, Bungaris Stoner?
Wow. Reefer Stoner.
Weird, I got the munchies. What was that?
Doritos. Right.
Sandra?
Yeah.
Okay.
Quit banging your brother.
Everything's a disaster.
This is a bad situation.
It's bad.
Here. Really bad.
And look, I know you have that great white trash gene where you have to go after the chick your unfaithful man is cheating with, which I love. Yeah. I wish I could meet a girl that had that.
You're just straighten her out.
I've dated all the sane ones that want to kick me in the nuts instead of the white trash ones who want to go on Sally Jesse and beat the crap out of the one I've been banging. And I'm ladies, there's enough to go around. I love that. I don't. There's some gene in. I won't limit it to white trash. Black women have this gene, and white trash women have this gene where they want to go after the person their husband is effing.
Yes, it's her fault. If she weren't there, everything would be beautiful.
As if there's not another vagina on the planet that your husband could get his penis into.
Well, for the white trash guy, that's brilliant then. He's like,
no, it's awesome.
I didn't do it.
She made me.
Oh. I had an erection. She jumped on it. It's not my fault.
No, it's
what are you gonna do?
It's awesome. And then
what would any guy do?
Then you just
stop.
Have him duke it out, and you just wait in the bedroom.
So the winner emerges.
Take the winner. Your guy in a referee shirt holds up the arm.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The girl with three teeth wins.
All right, Sandra, can you go? Is there any place for you to go? This guy's not your boyfriend.
I know. But whenever I confronted him about it the other day,
he
cried to me and told me he loved me and he did it because he was scared that I was cheating on him with his brother. And his brother's not good looking at all. His brother's freaking.
If he were, though.
All right.
Yeah.
But if he was a good seven, you'd be on top of him. All right, listen.
He said he did that and was trying to push me away.
All right, Sandra. Listen. This is albino white trash behavior. All right. Now, I want to see if I can break through to you for just 1 second. First off, I need you not to get pregnant. That's number one.
Oh.
No,
number
it's not
two.
Happen.
Why?
Because
she made the proclamation.
Yeah, she doesn't want
it. How are you going to make sure it doesn't happen?
Because, I made a promise to my mom that we wouldn't do it.
So you're not having sex with him?
We did for the longest time.
Okay, and, just hold on a second. Listen, look.
Circles.
Come on. Frustration. She promised her mom. Come on, Drew. Look, who are you talking to? Just quiet.
That's good. They get this down to basics. Let's get her on some birth control or something.
All right.
This is a salvation.
Can you get on birth control?
I am on it.
All right.
Okay, good. Fantastic. Now, here's the deal. You know when you turn on TV and you see those horrible hillbillies going at it? And you think to yourself, you see the guy with the greasy bangs and the melon head and the puka shells that are too tight and his head's turning red. And he got the stupid chick over there with the Playboy tattoo on one of her boobs and they're living in a trailer and you're making fun of them.
Yeah.
That could be you in just a few short years.
Could be.
Yeah. Well, she's 17.
It sounds
she's
like an ad. This could be you.
All I'm saying is don't be that person. Don't end up that way.
Go away to college.
Go away to college. You're smart. What do you need this for? Why get into the chaos? I know your family's a mess. I know everything's chaotic. Why do you have to go down the idiot trail? It's you don't have to do it. I mean, Drew, I'll use myself as an example. I sized up my family a long time ago and said, no way. I'm not doing this. These guys are idiots. I'm not going to live this kind of life. Why doesn't everyone just do that? I know it's not as simple, but take a look at your family. Keep the things you like. Toss out the ones you don't like. In Sandra's case, that's about 95% of the family trades.
Yeah, it's like a poker hand.
It's like
you got an ace. Get four new cards.
That's right. Hit the deal thing. And why do you want to do it? You see how your mom and dad get along. You see how your brothers get along. Just take a look at it and get out of there. Do something different instead of hook up with an abusive guy, get pregnant, get cheated on, and go down the same mess. Crap out the kids, go down the same road. Why? What is that impulse? Shouldn't you know firsthand? I mean, shouldn't you be like one of these guys who's like, oh, I've seen war, my friend. It is horrible.
We're never going there.
You do not want to go back and do this. You want to avoid it at all costs. You know, I've been on the front lines. I've seen friends die in my arms. Why aren't you that way with your family?
Yes.
You're that way when you almost drown and you're three. You're scared to go by the pool. You're that way when a dog bites you. When you're five, you're scared of dogs. Why can't you be that way with white trash idiots?
Oh, no, because you have unfinished business. You must go and retrieve the a-hole and try to make it right.
Ugh.
And that's what happens.
All right. Well, now, speaking of unfinished business, we got a Goldfinger song to play. I know we're running a little bit late, but I promise. And a promise is a promise. See, my family wouldn't have kept that promise. They would never play the Goldfinger record in the first break. You know that? But not me.
You keep promises.
I keep breaking the chain. Hey,
before I have to announce something before you go to the Goldfinger.
Really?
Yeah, I'm looking for something during the song, in fact. I'm looking for two people to do a television interview with. One is a males who've had difficulty with their diabetes and erectile dysfunction as a result. I'm looking for diabetic males with erectile dysfunction.
True, we're out of time here.
No, hang a second. And then two, women who've had sex-related symptoms from medication, birth control pills, that kind of thing. Now let's throw to...
That's me and my wife to a T.
All right, we'll take you.
Let's do it.
All right. Goldfinger? Yeah? What song are we hearing? Stalker.
Rocker!
almost gave up hope, but today I awoke to a private note. She said she's going to jail for going through my mail, but she'll stay on my trail. Oh, oh, she's following me. Oh, 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 she's out of her tree. Oh, 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 she's off of the rocker.
Yeah, that is a little band called Goldfinger. Dear friends.
Now, keep in mind, Adam and Drew, there's presents here to be awarded.
Oh, yeah. All right. Take a break. Disconnection Notice, name of the new Goldfinger CD, sounding great as ever. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Goldfinger.
Yellow.
Yo.
Hi.
Back and better than ever. Disconnection Notice, name of the CD, Darren and John in studio.
Kelly and Brian coming up.
Kelly and Brian coming up. And Darren comes bearing gifts.
Yes, I do. As always, you know, it's a Loveline Goldfinger tradition to bring gifts.
Is.
We've brought such things as pornography.
Sure.
No.
Booze. Fireworks.
Yep. Fireworks. I remember we did fireworks. Yeah,
that was amazing.
Oh, I lit a lot of those off.
And the cops
we did them in the parking lot, remember?
The police showed up, remember?
Yeah, remember that.
They heard the broadcast.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Yeah.
That's
but
right.
Tonight's no different. Tonight, there's a bottle of red wine, a bottle of white wine. I don't know which one you guys want to split that up.
Well, we both like red, so there's trouble.
This is 7-Eleven.
Let's see.
This is Adam's medicine, so he may need a little more of it than I do.
Oh, yeah.
More importantly, a very unique gift. You guys, lottery tickets, Fantasy Five tickets.
Oh,
wow.
Awesome.
The jackpot is up to $28
million. $28
million. Could be your day, your
you
special
guys take
day.
Your pick. Which one do you guys want?
Thank you. I'll take both of them.
You handed this to
Yeah,
one.
You hand you it to us, so there's going to be trouble.
That one goes to you.
I think that,
and
Drew,
if you
I
win,
think you got mine.
I'm sure you'll give me a fair amount.
Yeah, I would like the Switch. Wait a minute.
Which one's
no,
which?
No, you switched too easily, okay. Buddy. No way am I falling for that. Yeah. Now, there's no scratching or itching or anything
tomorrow,
like that.
The draw is tomorrow.
So you got five different random numbers for us. And one of
the five different games.
Thank you.
Five different games.
Yeah, so you have five chances to win.
Wow. Well,
and,
with five chances.
If you win, I expect nothing.
Don't worry.
Well, as you know, I can be magnanimous because I'm literally a millionaire. So, you know, this wouldn't change my status as a literal millionaire.
That's true.
I just have a little more wham walking around money. That's all.
And, you know, I have nothing. That's
no,
cool.
I would get it. I'm trying to think hypothetically.
I just want a beer. Take me out for some beers.
I would give you half the money. No problem.
He might give you his real phone number.
28.
Right off the top. Yeah.
If you win.
Let me check
it. Maybe the real phone number.
And I'm going to give my real phone number. Joseph?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Man, I was at the Goldfinger concert last night. How you guys doing, Goldfinger?
In Phoenix, Arizona, I believe.
You sound like you're from Arizona.
Yeah. Do I?
What does someone from Arizona sound like?
This guy.
Okay.
Right here. They sound like me.
So, Ed, what's up?
I got to know what possessed you to stick a CD between your butt cheeks, man.
Oh, that's the old Darren.
That's a signature move on Darren's part.
Yeah.
Speaking of Darren's gifts, man, there's some bearing gifts right there, right between his butt cheeks.
Were you the lucky guy that got the CD?
No, I was not, man. I was close enough to see some pimples, but I mean...
Nice.
Oh,
I wore a thong and...
But we're getting... We have a long and illustrious history with that. With Darren's ass. Yeah, remember the picture that used to hang over it?
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
Where is that picture? Westwood one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And here's the thing, Joseph. Darren was putting things in his ass on stage when you were in diapers.
Oh, absolutely.
How old is Darren?
I'm not 16.
What's his Joseph name? Joseph is 16.
I was even putting stuff in my ass at my wedding, which you attended, Adam. And,
oh, that's right.
Remember, I was drunk.
Sportsman's Lodge. Cash bar. I'll never forget it. Boy, was I pissed.
In both ways, pissed off and drunk?
And urinated, yeah. No, I couldn't get loaded because I was a cash bar.
Come on, you weren't a millionaire then?
No, I wasn't literally a millionaire. I could only afford...
Were you a thousandaire then?
Whatever. You know, here's the whole thing. I go to weddings to drink for free. See what I'm saying?
Yes, I hear you.
It's like you
drink and eat, huh?
Yeah, it's a buffet. You wouldn't go there if it wasn't a buffet. Yeah.
You go to Vegas for the buffets.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I went to Darren's wedding to get drunk for free. As it turns
out,
because we're friends. That's what friends do for friends. They get them drunk for free. But it turned out it was a cash bar, Drew. So, you know, I got my buzz on. Don't get me wrong.
The beer was free, though, Adam.
Oh, maybe the beer was free.
The beer was free. The liquor was, you had to pay for
it. Oh, that's what it was. All right. Yeah.
The shaver was
but
free.
Listen, it's been 10 years. I've forgotten all about it.
Yeah, sure.
That's the point.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't sound like it.
No. Water on a duck's ass. It just rolled right off. All right, want to ask another question for the
band? Band question.
Rachel?
Hi.
24?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi, Adam and Drew. I love you guys. Hi, Chad and Darren. You guys are amazing. I've been listening to you since Hang Ups came out.
Thanks.
I'm actually from Racine, Wisconsin. I was at the Milwaukee show.
Yep.
And I just got a couple questions. I know it's so stupid the way that the venue was, and they wouldn't let any moshing and all that. And that kind
well,
of
well, it's. I guess it was actually the city. I mean, I guess when Green Day played there a few years ago, I mean, Billy Joe showed his butt cheeks to the crowd and got arrested that night. And they told us the same thing. And it's actually the city of Milwaukee is really, really strict. They wouldn't let us put a Twinkie in Darren's butt. They wouldn't let us have kids on stage.
The temerity.
Wow.
Shocked.
You know, I think Great White probably had more to do with not letting us light our cymbals on fire than Milwaukee.
Well,
but
Milwaukee, you know, after Dahmer, everything changed, right?
Yeah.
So,
Twinkies in the ass.
Wasn't necessarily the club as it was probably the city more than anything else.
It's not like the old Laverne and Shirley days, the footloose and fancy free days of Milwaukee.
Yeah, you can put your glove on the beer bottle, let it go down the line.
Oh, cheering all the way.
Shamil.
We're going to do it.
Yeah. They're waving bye to our work club.
Don't show your ass. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
Don't have kids on stage. We're going to do it.
You know what would be funny? If they just played that song behind a lot of Dahmer footage, like them with the hand truck removing the refrigerator from the apartment, screaming mothers in the courtroom, and then any rule will break it. Right under a lot of courtroom footage.
They tore down his apartment. We used to be able to tour his apartment.
Earl Drumcheck came back to the show one year we were there. It had a brick, and I go, what is that? He's like, it's a brick from Dahmer's house. I'm like, you sick bastard.
Really?
Give it to me.
Put it in my ass.
Yeah. Rachel.
Yeah?
Easy, Drew.
I'm just trying to think like Darren. How would Darren do?
What would Darren do? There's a good PSA.
What would Brian... Do the opposite.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. What would stop? Think, you know, what would Darren
do?
Right,
it's just sort of an aphorism, like you know, what was McGruff tell you? What would Darren do?
Yeah.
Just do the opposite.
Oh, they do, you know,
the ass dog.
They do that with God. You know, they do
what
that.
Would God do?
What would Jesus do right now? But the same math works with the devil or
Darren.
Or Darren or publicists. You know, they just go, what would the publicist
what's
do?
What's that
do
Chicago
opposite.
Show we always do, that cable access?
JBTV.
They have, it's the same thing, we do interviews, and they have these little teeny mics. And Darren, I mean, he farted and he got the whole thing. And on a film, they filmed the whole, it was so gnarly. I can't imagine I could show that and anything besides like some X-rated. It was so gnarly.
I can't believe we're.
And he still had the mic. He still had the mic. It still smelled.
And they still invite us back.
Really?
Every year, yeah.
Well, they're
hardcore.
What are you going to do?
Wow. I'm guessing they're not turning down A-list celebrities. Like, all right.
Chicago's freaks.
Listen, J-Lo, Cruz, you guys are canceled. Darren's back in town. Sorry, we're bumping you.
Sorry, Usher. We can't come in tonight.
Sorry, Usher. Well, look, here's the deal, Usher. You're going to get on tonight unless Darren goes along.
We got a mic for you, too, right here.
If Darren goes along, we'll just bump you and we'll have you on Tuesday. That's how it works.
Or Darren will bump you.
Yeah. I never
Joe, 18.
Joe?
Oh, hey.
You're 18? What's up?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. I wanted to know if you could tell if someone's been smoking weed through an MRI.
No. Mm. No, you really can't. Mm.
What about anything else? What about coke or booze or anything like that?
This kid's an athlete.
No. You can. If they do a functional MRI, you can see changes in your brain's metabolism, but they have to be sort of looking for it.
What's the difference between a functional and a regular MRI?
MRI just shows the anatomic structure. Functional MRI shows certain metabolic activities in regions of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So activities. And when you smoke a lot of pot, a lot of the frontal lobes turn off, and a lot of the areas you need for development and intellectual activities are shut off.
Oh, would they turn off while you're stoned or as you're smoking the pot,
it's worse,
hour later?
If you're a chronic pot smoker, you will show changes for a couple years afterwards.
Okay, but, what school do you play for? What sport do you play? And what are you worried about?
Joe?
Oh, no.
No, Joe's a
he's not going to say. Well, I played for Arizona State University. I played basketball.
No,
and...
no, he's a stoner. He doesn't play anymore.
No, I'm not. I played high school football for 4 years.
But all right. You're obviously worried about something, right?
Well, yeah. I'm trying to be a firefighter. I'm a volunteer right now.
I'll
put that fire out, dude.
Yeah, start smoking weed.
Fire, ding, ding, ding. Whoa, pals, man.
Are you having dizziness? Is that why they're getting the MRI?
Yeah, they're trying to
rule out an acoustic.
Me with Meniere's. So they're looking
they're trying to make sure it's not an acoustic neuroma.
Oh. So, something with your ear?
The ear, nerve to the ear, through the skull.
Well, but here's what I'm saying, Drew. If you go on a functional MRI, you just have a bong load. Your guy doesn't smoke pot. You just took a bong load 10 minutes earlier. Is it going to show anything?
Yes.
It will.
Just the same slowing will occur maybe more severely while you're loaded, but it will persist even afterwards.
What about booze?
Nah, it's different. I don't know.
Coke? You should be trying all these things when you have people in a functional MRI.
Cocaine, again, it'll show changes in patterns, but pot shows a sort of global slowing of activity.
But if you don't, even if you don't smoke pot, you just have a bong load.
If you're not a regular user and you have a bong, it'll show some.
Listen, speaking of slowing, what I'm saying is, can you see something immediately from anything you do?
Yes, you can, but again, they have to kind of looking for it.
Question, what city do you live in, Joe?
Lives in Moreno Valley.
Moreno Valley.
I'm not going to live there ever because this guy is protecting my house from fire.
Yeah.
How many fires have been started by a pot-smoking fireman? Like some seed that just pops off the aluminum
as he falls asleep on his couch with his bong in his hand?
Pot-smoking fireman.
Joe.
Yeah.
I appreciate what you're trying to do, even if Goldfinger's making fun of you.
Well,
okay,
don't
brother.
Be a firefighter and smoke pot. That's
well, he used to smoke pot. Now he stopped, right, Joe?
I don't know.
No, maybe not. Listen, it's not easy getting on. Here's the deal about firemen. It's a pretty good gig.
Yeah.
Get tons of poontang. You only work 2 days a week, and you play foosball most of the time.
And you cook.
You got some fat guy named Cookie.
You're really good at cooking.
It's cooking. You're hanging out. I've seen the shows. It's a real camaraderie. Mm-hmm. Lots of manly men hanging out, showering, and, you know, sliding down that big pole.
My brother's a fireman.
Is he?
It's tough work. Yeah, the gear is really heavy.
Yeah.
And if you can't breathe, that gear gets even heavier. And it's tough work.
It's tough.
It's
dangerous to us.
No, it is. It is. But, you know, I think in the movies they do a little more of that we're heading in, even though things like you can't even see. Like, it's what's a giant torch? I'm going in. That's just a dumpster that's on fire. I'm going in.
There's a rat in there. I'm going to save its life.
I'm
going
to save it. There's a roach in there. I got to get it. Yeah, I think firemen would, or I mean, it's dangerous, but firemen a little more. Is there anyone in there?
Yeah.
No? Let it burn itself out.
Yeah.
That's what my thing is. I'm going on a run. Yeah. Who wants something?
Yeah.
Anyone need a Gatorade? I'm going on a run. Funyuns?
They're doing what's safe.
What do you need? Sixer?
Five Funyuns.
Well, my feeling is if you just announce I'm going on a run, someone will start shouting out orders and you can leave.
Yeah.
No matter what. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter where you are.
Do you want to take over?
Yeah, like I would have done that if I was in NAMM. Like we're in like the Tet Offensive and bulls were flying around. I just go, I'm going on a run. And all of a sudden people start yelling out stuff. Give me a Slim Jim and some Tab.
I need some grenades.
Mountain Dew.
And Doritos.
No, I'm going to Circle K or 7-Eleven. Yeah.
And Jack and the Crab.
I'm just taking, give me some Red Vines.
Circle K and NAMM.
Or probably guys would yell like, surprise me.
I need some Marlboros.
Yeah, and I would just take off.
Surprise me.
Has there ever been a man that's ever said surprise
Never.
Me?
Never.
Not a straight man that's ever said surprise me.
Oh, my God.
When a guy's making a run.
Oh. Hey, you want a beer? Sure. Surprise me.
Yeah. That's a wine cooler. All right. Let's see. Goldfinger here tonight. We'll take ourselves a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kelly Hu in here tomorrow night. John and Darren in here from Goldfinger tonight.
Yay.
Hello.
Howdy.
Notice name of the new CD. We'll hear something else off of that in the 11 o'clock hour. So a couple things to cover. First off, Darren brought us some lottery tickets, some Fantasy Five tickets as a gift tonight. Big $26 million
it's a unique
call
gift.
Tomorrow. It's awesome. And I plan on winning. Drew, you know how you'll know I won?
You won't show up to work.
That's right.
No, I'll show up and you'll kiss my ass and then I'll go home. But you'll know. I'll be yelling, kiss my ass.
No,
you'll be
going, take a crap right there. And then walk out.
That's already my crapping area, Darren.
Relax, Darren.
Yeah, that's where I crap. Right. That's
well, I should
crap.
Tell a story about where John craps.
Well, really?
John craps on the bus, in the bunk area, on a plate.
I can,
oh, really?
I can crap anywhere on command.
I swear
sure.
to God, wow. he did it the other day. I saw him do it. I saw it exit his body. And
really?
The bus smelled for about 25 minutes.
We signed the plate and someone took it, too.
You guys are pumped.
Really? That's hardcore.
Unbelievable.
What are you going to do?
Wow.
Anyway, you're going to win 28.
Yeah, here's what I was going to say, because there are a couple things to talk about before we do the little Goldfinger rotation. One is you know, I always get pissed at this government, the society, the state, when they make a big deal over gambling on football, or you can gamble on horses, but you can't do it on dogs, or you can't play blackjack, but you can play pie-gow poker, and then comes the lottery. And I was just watching television the other night, and I happened upon the lottery channel, where they have that, it's always some poor disenfranchised guy looks like he's, you know, sunblasted from mowing lawns for 40 years, and there's a ping pong ball that's fallen out of the hopper, and it's bouncing around, and it could land in the $35,000 one, or it could land in the $5,000, or it could land in the zero one, and he's yelling, let it go, and it's bouncing around, and then one does land in the 35 grand one, but he goes for another, and another ball lands in the 35, and now he's out 35,000. I thought, this is all right. This is okay.
Yeah.
No problems with this as a government. We sanction this wholeheartedly. Guys will never see 35K in their entire life. No problem getting these guys to go out and buy tickets. No problem having these guys just gambling on, you know, what essentially is their kids' college education. Or the most, you know, these are guys that make $9-$10 an hour if they're lucky.
But are there casinos everywhere? I mean, don't you see casinos everywhere? What is that? What are they?
I don't know. You're playing against other people. You're not playing against the house. It's so ridiculous. Ridiculous. And, you know, people make this argument with the drugs. Well, whiskey's legal. How come marijuana isn't? The gambling thing's 1,000 times more retarded than that.
Yeah.
Because one could make the argument that there's no greater form of chance gambling than the lottery.
And that's the one we go for.
Yeah, and then you win the super lotto thing, and you're standing there while a ping pong ball is bouncing around deciding whether you're going to go home with 70K or zero. That's fine. No problem there.
And the horse racing, that's good.
Horse racing's fine. Dog racing, not really. Cockfighting, forget about it.
Texas Hold'em poker, very good.
That's fine. Pie-gow poker is fine.
Good.
But we let blackjack.
No.
We'll break off
game.
And fall into the bay. Of course.
Oh, I mean, craps, forget it.
Yeah, and you couldn't possibly wager on sports. That would be,
rude.
Just
that's
use your imagination. Oh. Think what kind of society we'd... By the way, there's already $50 billion wagered on the Super Bowl every year. We seem to be just fine. I just don't understand it. Either if you're going to make something illegal, fine. Stop having the government do so much of it. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a fine example they all set. Anyway.
Are you going to change your tune when you win the $28
million? Yes. Yes, I will. I'll be standing there screaming.
I love the government.
At my ping pong ball. And another thing that was interesting, John, who's very conscientious, does not into meat or fur or any of that, is now taken to a new level with this biodiesel, and it's something I'm interested in. So
yeah, I actually found out about it. My wife's a huge Willie Nelson fan, and I found out he had the car that I wanted in mm-hmm. Hawaii and was running on 100% biodiesel, which is just all soybean. Which I mean, this I'm sure you heard about the whole fast food people like just putting basically French fry grease in their cars, kind
right.
of starting out that way into a diesel car. And I did the research. So I went on biodiesel.org and I found the guy that just supplies the LA area. Dropped off a tank at my house. I did no modifications to my car. I just have a straight diesel car, and I just put, soybean oil in it. It's no fossil fuel whatsoever.
Wow.
You grow it right here in America.
Zero emissions, right?
It's the same exact price. Exactly. Because diesel cars run about a third longer. I mean, the gas will last about a third longer than regular unleaded fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, maybe if it's about $2.80, maybe $3 a gallon, it works out to about the same, when it factored in.
Boy.
So,
and shut up, fuel hamster. I'm enjoying this, and you got to pump it yourself, though, right?
Well, I have an electric pump. It plugs in the wall, and it's just like a gas station pump. I mean, it's just like I fill it up.
And what about the emissions that come out? Does it burn like regular diesel?
It smells
fuel?
A little like you're in a kitchen. A little bit like you're
wear
in a kitchen.
Wear and tear
in
the car.
It's nothing like.
Is it bad for the environment?
Not
no?
even.
No?
Not
that
even
bad
close.
For the car. Wear and tear.
Nothing. They start. I mean, biodiesel started out as like a something to clean your engine with, as an additive.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've had my car for, I don't know, 8 months. I got nothing. I cannot believe it. LA is so green.
For the average consumer, how much more would it cost to buy a car, a normal car that burns unleaded, to a biodiesel? How much more extra?
I don't know. I just got a diesel car.
Yeah, you got to get a diesel car. Yeah, you wouldn't convert it. But, you know, actually,
I think the whole world should go to this.
Fast food places ought to get behind this, because, like, Drew, if you were driving behind John's car with your window down, you'd be like, I got to get some fries.
Exactly.
I'm hungry.
When we leave, you can smell my car.
All right.
Stick your nose in Darren's mic, too.
So
maybe I can just stick like a hose in my ass and then drive, keep farting, and just, I mean,
it's awesome.
Have in and out all day long.
It's a perfect note to go out on, Darren. God. All right, we're going to do a little changing of the guards, a little Goldfinger guard. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. I'm just thinking, Kelly and Brian in here from Goldfinger did a little change in the guard from good old Darren and John. CD, disconnection notice. I was thinking about, and I started laughing because my dog has like a cut on its head. And my it's a stupid cut. It's not.
Does he have the cone of shame on?
No, he doesn't have the cone on. He should have. I'd like to put the cone on him. I would like to put the cone on that the lampshade.
We make Darren wear the cone sometimes.
Yeah, he should be wearing that around his waist like Judy Jetson.
I was just thinking mental notes. Yeah. We usually see his ass pressed against the window around this time.
Wow, getting close. And I'm not just
he's
ass.
He's working on it.
Little
pressed hand.
Little backside sack,
yeah,
too.
Sack,
yeah.
Too, yeah.
So that the dog has a little cut on its head. And, you know, my wife is like, oh, my God, what do we do? Blood test. We got to get him in. I keep saying, it's a dog. It's a dog. It'll be fine. Leave it alone. He'll be fine. She'll be fine. She gets out the back team. It's had enough. Gets out the back team and squirts the thing. Of course, now the dog's going nuts because it's got the back team in the thing. So the dog's rubbing its head on the carpet and scratching. Now the thing's bleeding and there's blood all over the fur and everything because the dog is had the back team on it. It's trying to lick it. It can't get to it. It's scraping it with its paws.
Now everything's been
opened up and there's blood everywhere. And I told my wife, see what happens when you get involved with nature? Nothing. Like, look, if the dog's entrails were hanging out, I'd be like, get away from the dog.
Step away from the dog.
It's a dog. They will cope. They will find a way. So now she's guilted out, but I thought it was a good message I sent.
Well done.
Don't monkey. All right.
The message was listen to Adam.
I already got a blood test that probably cost me $200 because the dog's fat.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding me?
My dog is so fat that when it was on the sofa tonight, you know, its paws sort of stick straight out. They don't really rest on each other. I told my wife, it looked like a pinata that was tipped over. It just looks like it's like you took a sawhorse and just tipped it over on its side. It's just the legs still sticking straight out in the air. Right. Like you feel like it's just like, oh, it's an end table that got knocked over. It's a piece of furniture. What was there, a fight in the house? The dog got knocked over. Put the dog back on its feet. Mom's going to know we're wrestling.
Sit it back up.
All right. Goldfinger, everybody. Yeah. Exciting.
Yeah.
Just like the old days?
Back in the day.
Yeah. Kelly, how long's it been for you?
Since I've done what?
Goldfinger. How long has Goldfinger
been? It's got to be about 7.5 years now.
Yeah. So, and Brian, what about you?
Three years.
So Brian's Brian's
officially the
I'm a new guy. They still actually leave me at truck stops and things like that.
Yeah, we oil spot him.
Yeah.
Tape him to things.
Yeah.
Crap. Fun times.
Crap on a plate.
Yeah. Make him eat it.
All right. Oh, true.
No.
Samantha?
Yeah?
What's up?
Well, okay, my question is, should I really get on birth control?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going with yeah. Why?
Why wouldn't you?
Because I think, like, for me, it's like a major lifestyle change.
And why?
Because then I have to do it for the rest of my life.
No, you don't.
You know. But, listen, I'm going to do that. I'm going to play the man here. Well, you know what kind of lifestyle change getting pregnant is, Missy? You want to talk about cramping your style? That's a lifestyle change. You got a head poking out your vagina. That's a lifestyle change right there. You got that 5 a.m. feeding. That's a lifestyle change.
The dangers of pregnancy far greater than the dangers of taking a birth control pill.
Well, but for a guy, it's easier to wear a condom for like 10 minutes and then that's it.
10 minutes?
10 minutes.
I mean, that's not very long. That's what I meant.
45 minutes.
Yeah.
So your preference is that your boyfriend wear a condom.
He only goes through one in 10 minutes?
Yeah, one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, economical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what's the problem? Is he not willing to do that?
Well, he doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to.
No.
Well, you know, well, listen, what you don't realize as a woman is you hold all the cards. So mm-hmm. It's very simple. You just say, oh, you don't want to? Well, that's it.
Yeah, here's the problem.
Believe me, I'll put the condom
here's
on.
The problem, though. I'm guessing it. He's not, you guys aren't like a young Jewish couple, right?
No.
No?
What?
Have you heard of Jews? Here's what I'm saying.
Where are they calling from?
You, Long Beach. Samantha.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. This guy is a horny, he doesn't like condoms, and he's used to having sex.
And he's dictating, yeah.
He may wear condoms the next five outings, but believe me, you guys are going to be somewhere.
And he'll
you'll
do
be
something.
At the movie theater, you'll be on the way, you'll be camping, you'll be somewhere. He's not going to have the condom, and you guys are going to get it on anyway, and that's when you get pregnant. Yes? That's how it's going to go. And you're not going to be able to enforce this condom zone the way you'd like every time. That's
sure,
why you get on the pill.
If that happens the way Adam describes it, and or if a condom falls off or something, you get that morning after pill.
All right, Samantha?
Yeah.
Samantha?
Yeah.
What are you looking... I'm going to take some... What are you looking to get into in life?
I don't know yet.
Okay. All right. See, no plan makes you much more fertile. As well. Like, if you told me you're going to be a podiatrist, you couldn't get pregnant until you're in your 30s.
But now...
The I have no plan...
Game on.
You may be pregnant now.
Well, maybe go to college for a while.
Yeah. For a while.
All right, check that out.
For a while.
And meanwhile, please get on some birth control. I can hear when someone's going to get pregnant.
At least keep
18.
The morning after pill around. Please use that.
Please do. Please
do. You know what that is?
Nah, listen. The less of a plan you have, the more the seed takes.
Yes, I know.
I don't know how that goes. It's like the more evil you are, the more bullets you can hold without dying.
What is that? We used to call that when I was in training the law of inverse worth.
Right.
The less worthwhile you were, the more probably you were to survive in extreme horrible situations.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, listen, 50 Cent, he gets shot 9 times. He goes out and plays a paintball, ironically, right after that. And I mean, with the bullets in him.
It's
Kennedy,
the,
Lincoln, boo. One bullet, they're in the ground.
It's Keith Richards cockroach syndrome.
That's right. You can't kill him. You cannot kill Keith Richards or a cockroach. Ironically, a cockroach could probably take Keith Richards down.
Easily
take him.
But not kill him.
Yeah. What happened to Keith? He was wrestled to the ground by a cockroach. Almost killed him. Actually, made love to him. Being raped by
wrote a
cockroach.
Song about it goes like this.
That's right. Thank God. It fueled this. It served
energy.
As an inspiration, just creative energy. Yeah. All right. Let's speak to, Steve.
Hello?
Yeah. Your condom broke?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Really? You're 18.
I didn't orgasm or anything, but my girlfriend was freaked out that the pre-ejaculant could get her pregnant. And she's just been freaking out lately.
Well, she's right, but why didn't you guys take the morning after pill right away?
She didn't want to.
Oh.
Well, no point in freaking out then. Nothing she can do about it. She could have prevented it by taking the morning after pill.
Yeah.
She freaked out and she didn't want to tell anybody. She didn't want to do anything.
Steve.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Oh, no. Sounds dead serious.
Sounds like a virgin to me.
Yeah.
I don't trust this kid.
Or his sister.
Yeah. All right. So, what are you going to do?
1-888-NOT-2-NUMBER-2-LATE. You can call them, get referred to a place where she can get it. You can get it for her. And how long ago did this happen?
Friday.
Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Gone.
Yes.
Did he hang up?
Yeah. Goodbye.
All right. Was that bogus?
What's that? Oh, he said why?
He's still on. He said Friday.
Friday. So you can still, we couldn't hear it.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, yes, you can get the morning after pill tonight, and you can protect her reasonably from pregnancy.
Steve.
The risks are rather low with the pre-cum, but with the way it's gone down with you. But you can take the risk very much lower by taking the morning after pill, call that number, get it tonight, and that's it, and it's over.
Steve.
Yeah.
You do what I do, which is you crush it up and put it in her Yoplait. All right? If she's not going to take it.
All right.
No problem. There's no harm in that. Steve sounds like a delight, by the way. Drew, ethically, what do you think about my plan? Crush it up and feed it to him.
I'd have to think about it.
Every day.
It certainly
sounds good, though,
sounds
right?
Sounds pretty good to me.
On some levels, it's good because you're rescuing somebody. You're saving them from themselves.
Yeah.
And the other people have a right to control their own.
Yeah, but what if it was a medicine? You know what I'm saying?
Like what, she was demented and she had to take her medicines? Which is
she wasn't taking her medicines. We would do that. You'd put it in her food,
and you could argue
right?
that's the same thing. Her thinking is off. She's not thinking clearly about this.
What about my dog? She didn't want the Bactine on her head, but she got it anyway.
Don't mess.
Don't mess. You want your dog to take something, you crush it up, put it in the Gainsburger,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, why? Because we know better. And let me tell you something. I know people think this is a very slippery slope. There's a lot of idiots out there. I got pets that are smarter than a lot of the folks that are calling this show. How about we just take control?
If you just rub their nose in it.
Don't we have that anyway? Isn't that what government is? I mean, you got a guy, right? You got a mayor, you got a congressman, you have a president. These people that are supposed to know more than you, so they make decisions for you, right?
There you go.
All right. How about we crush some of that up, put it in your yogurt?
Soylent Green.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris, Soylent Green?
No. No way.
Hmm?
What?
Okay. All right. There you go. That's good. Angela?
Hey. What's up?
Yeah. Now, hanging out with Chris will either make you feel like the smartest guy in the world or the oldest guy
in the
world.
That's what I was going to say. The oldest.
It all depends. Yeah.
Oldest.
Angela?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's up?
When I orgasm, I think I pee.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible you're having an ejaculate instead of peeing?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's coming out of that hole.
The peeing, there is orgasmic incontinence, but mm-hmm. most cases of peeing are with women that already have incontinence problem with urine. Do you leak urine when you laugh or sneeze?
No.
What was that?
No.
No. Okay. All right. And you say pee hole.
Yeah.
You, I'm going with pre-med.
Junior college.
Junior college?
Yeah.
Shocking. You hear terminologies like pee hole, these bells go off my head. Just junior college, the junior college bell. Just because pee hole is what you learn. And believe me, she didn't enter junior college knowing what a pee hole was. She had instructors, professors, teach her what a pee hole was. I don't think they know urethra. They call it pee hole.
Have you sort of smelled urine when that whatever comes out?
No, not
it's pop. Maybe it's a female ejaculation because women your age are a little more apt to have the female ejaculation. Are you on medication?
No.
Okay. Are you a little depressed, sweetie pie?
No.
Is your boyfriend bothered by what comes out?
No.
All right.
Are you tired?
He thinks it's cum.
I think that's what it is.
Either way, something's coming out.
Do you have an agent?
An agent?
Okay, yeah. Sweet. That's
yes, she has an agent, strangely enough.
You sound attractive, Laura. You're good looking?
Angela.
Oh, who are we talking to? Oh, sorry, Angela. You good looking?
Yeah.
We bothered her.
No, I'll tell you, yes, you can tell good looking because good looking calls your show and then acts like she was at a theater and you
aloof.
Called her.
Very aloof.
Huh? What? No.
You're bugging
me. No. Does it happen? No. Is your boyfriend? No.
Wait, you got to get the
sign. So put upon. Sorry.
The hot side.
Sorry, Your Majesty. We didn't mean to disturb you. You can go. We didn't mean to interrupt your mirror time. You want to go back to stroking your hair 100 times before you go to bed? 50 on each side. One, two, three.
Her handmaidens do that.
Yeah. All right, just go back to your life, would you? Get in your bathing suit and stand in front of the mirror,
it's
please.
Okay. It's normal.
Sorry
it's
for bothering
right.
you.
It's relax. All good.
All right. It's just, you can always tell the hot chicks. It's just the fat chicks like, how y'all doing tonight? Sorry, Tammy. Sorry for putting you on hold for 177.
That's
no, that's okay. I'm enjoying the show.
I made you some cookies.
Although I ate them on hold. Big fan of Dr. Drew. When are y'all coming out Tennessee? I'd love to see you. Yeah, that's what you get. But the hot chicks, you get. It's like, how long have you two been dating? So put upon. You know, it's like, I have to open my mouth and have to exhale.
Because you're supposed to read their minds.
Yeah. You should know. And by the way, you should just be basking in their hotness.
Right. Well, just what's give with them all the answer from which they requested. They want answer.
Yeah.
They've come to you for answer.
Yeah, they want
give
this.
Answer.
Yes, you're poking around.
The queen has not addressed you. The queen
That's
has not
right.
asked you to be addressing her. Just ask for an answer.
It came out of my pee hole. All right, look, don't bother going to junior. Look, if you're a hot chick who's angry and stupid, don't waste your time over at junior college. Just get hitched up and go do something or open a boutique or do something. Make purses.
Marry a rich guy.
Marry a rich guy. By the way, you think you're going to meet a rich guy at junior college? You can't even find poor guys at junior college. They don't even make enough money to be poor. It is. You got a better chance of meeting a rich guy. Go hop the fence at the local prison, or better yet, the morgue. There you go. You're not going to meet any guy that makes any money at junior college. Drew, I don't know what the average income is of a junior college male student.
It has to be zero.
Well,
as we're approaching zero.
Not if they're selling weed on the side.
No, yeah, I was going to say there's a little weed income, but that usually goes right back into the business,
yeah,
if you know
right,
what I'm
right,
saying.
Right.
So whatever profit they made
smoke
by
for free.
Whacking up that ounce they got went right back into the bar.
Of course.
Okay. All right, just look. If you're a good-looking chick and you're going to a four-year place, that maybe. But junior college, please.
Yeah, I heard Hooters is hiring.
That's right. Laura?
Jeez, I saw a Hooters airplane on the airstrip in New York the other day.
Yeah.
Airplane.
Yeah.
They have an airline?
Do the stewardesses have to wear those?
I have no idea.
Like,
it was out in the middle of the tarmac.
They have to wear those tights they make them wear or whatever those things.
Yeah, the idea, by the way, that, I have a successful business. I'm looking to branch out. Let's go into the airline.
All right.
Especially in this time and security and clearances and all this.
Let's go to the one industry that just cannot turn profitable.
Is it actually Hooters Airlines or do they just paint one of the
I don't think
everyone who goes into the airline industry, or most that go in at this point, do it just as a sort of a
marketing thing.
Yeah, it's like you own a car company.
It's vanity.
You start a race team. You're not going to make any money off it, but it's great. The clients go out to the track. You get to go, you know, it's a show-off thing.
Free Red Bull.
Right. You starting an airline just means your company that started the airline has a ton of money and now can siphon some off.
Yeah.
All right. Let's. That being said, I'd like to book that Hooters Air. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
They only serve wings.
Yeah. Wings. Ironically, wings.
I wonder if they serve that kind of stuff on the plane. It's interesting.
One would think. I mean, wouldn't you think you get
and
some?
I was in Newark. This here in the middle of.
Makes sense now.
Yeah, it does kind of.
When were you there? Yesterday.
Monday.
Sorry.
Monday.
I love Newark.
Oh, all right. Laura.
Yeah.
You're 19.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I was wondering how IUDs work, the Coppertone ones that don't have any hormones.
They just irritate the lining of the uterus, basically, so the egg can't implant.
Yeah.
It's basically how it works. Or it makes it difficult for the sperm to get up there to get to the egg. And it is one of these birth control methods that does maybe impair implantation. Strangely, there's little activity against it. You know, the
Right to life is not coming out against it.
And indeed, most of them do have hormonally impregnated and have other kinds of mechanisms of action, but certainly affecting implantation is one of them.
Yeah. And that's the thing they don't like?
That's what they don't like. They don't like something, an egg and sperm that's been joined, not having a chance of turning into a child.
So the egg and the sperm have met, but they're looking for a little nest to plant, and this prevents that.
Which is not how the morning after pill works. The emergency contraception acts by preventing the egg from being released so the sperm never finds an egg.
Right.
So they should not have an issue with that.
Well, here's what I've figured out, which is, the RU486, the abortion pill, has confused the entire world, or at least the stupid part, which is the United States, into thinking that the morning after pill is the same as an abortion pill.
Right.
So it was 5 years of just trying to separate the two.
Right.
Now that they've been separated, and we've talked about this before, the right-to-lifer folks aren't so much interested in life as they are in sort of control, and they're angry, and they're weird.
And young people not having sex, which is fine if that's their campaign.
But just go ahead and say it.
Let's go for that,
Yeah, because you would think, and here's how you know the folks are hypocrites, you spend your life trying to stop abortion. And you're calling it murder, and you're crying, and you're shooting doctors in extreme cases.
That's my favorite.
And you're picketing and all that stuff because this is murder.
Right.
Okay, now some guy comes out with a pill, says, guess what? Here's a pill the chick can take 72 hours after the unprotected intercourse, and we won't have to have one of your hated abortions. And they go, nah, we don't trust that.
It can't be right.
We're against that. It's like, what? Imagine if you applied that theorem to anything else. Like, you've been trying to stomp out rodents in New York City or something your entire life, and then somebody says, hey, here's something that's going to significantly impact that problem, and you go, not interested. No, I don't want to see that. No, this is revolutionary. No, keep going.
Yeah.
Well, no, we're going to sell this at the hardware store. No, you're not. I'm going to go protest. Make sure you don't. It's like, What?
Yeah.
Now, your next thought is, how interested is in the rodents. Stomping out rodents is this person actually?
Right. They're interested in something else.
They're interested in something else. They should go ahead and say that.
Yes.
If they went ahead and said it, we'd stop listening to them. That's their fear.
If they went and said it, well, maybe that's their fear. But if they said it, I think they'd have something interesting to say.
At least it's an honest opinion, which is, I didn't get laid in high school, I resent other people, or I'm a religious person, and it bothers me to have people have intercourse without the bonding of marriage and all that kind of stuff.
That's fine.
Against it. But they don't want to come out that way, because they come out that way, people go, you're religious, keep your religion to yourself, we don't want to hear you.
And Laura, the IUDs are back, if you noticed, and they were certainly for a long time not intended for women that have never been pregnant before. They were only being used in women that had babies because of the risk of tubal infection and fertility problems, but those problems seem to have been controlled now, so it is something reasonable for young women to do.
Still scares
me because I saw so many horrible problems when I was in training.
Yeah.
But it looks reasonable.
You have to pull me out of there? You have to go in?
It's pretty easy. You just, there's a wire and just yank it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does ever yank the wrong wire and the woman inflates like a Zodiac? Damn it, Pinsky! What the?
And in this,
it's so clearly marked too. All right, listen. And Drew yells, "Look, we could argue or we could get in. Now start paddling." Is that how it worked, Drew?
Well, it said in an emergency.
Right. All right. Goldfinger in studio tonight. We're gonna play a new song, another new song off their fantastic new CD, Disconnection Notice. We'll hear it after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kelly Hu in here. Hot Asian broad. Tomorrow night.
Well, I'm still looking for men with diabetes with erectile problems and women on meds or birth control with painful intercourse.
Yep.
Brian, that kind
of
stuff.
You got four of them in this room. Kelly and Brian are...
we had two. And
Kelly Hu.
Darren, too.
Kelly Hu.
Darren, you know...
Darren, yeah. Well, he doesn't have painful erections. He can't have erections anymore.
Oh, yeah. He's gay.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't get an erection if you have a vagina.
He's like the human, like, air raid siren.
It's like va-voom.
Yeah, va-voom. Kelly and Brian, both in here from Goldfinger, Disconnection Notice, name of the new CD. We're going to hear some. We'll take one call and we'll hear a
Chris
Goldfinger
song. Va-voom?
Yeah.
You know va-voom?
No, he doesn't know
va-voom. No way.
He doesn't know va-voom.
Felix the Cat?
Yeah, I remember Felix the Cat.
Yeah. All right. Casey, you'll never know.
No.
Casey, you're 14.
Yeah.
What's up?
When I was 8, I was raped by my brother, and I wanted to know if it would affect my relationships.
Hold on a second. Let me just work this in.
Yeah.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Of course. Was that a one-time thing or repeated thing?
No, it was a one-time thing.
Well, do you have still nightmares and flashbacks?
Wait a minute. How does that happen one time? Did you tell somebody about it?
I only told a couple of friends like a few years later.
That sounds like a brother with mental illness.
How much older is your brother? You're 14. How old is he?
He's like 24.
Oof. He's 10 years older?
Yeesh. Yeah.
And
he was 18, you were 8.
Yeah.
Did somebody do something to him, do you know?
I don't think so.
Does he have, like, bipolar or schizophrenia or something?
No.
Was he a drug addict?
No.
Okay. Obviously, it's one of these things where it's kind of math you can't argue with. When you're 18 and you decide to have sex with your 8-year-old kid's sister, there's a mental deficiency going
For
on.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
So where is he now? Everyone get ready. Does he have kids?
No.
Good. Phew.
Where is he now?
Works in nursery school. Army.
He's in the Army.
He went to the Army like 2 months ago.
Perfect.
That's good.
Then I'm rape some Iraqis.
All right. It has affect you. Well, it can. It's sometimes single episodes are not don't have a lot of effect. They can give you sort of a post-traumatic stress reaction. You can have flashbacks, sleep problems, and you certainly will sort of have difficulties around men. But it doesn't mean you're doomed to. Chronic character problems and personality issues and mood problems.
Here's what dooms you. Growing up in a family with an 18-year-old rape, it's not the rape itself, but...
The guy who would think to do that.
The parents, you know, where's your... she's calling from Florida.
Yeah.
That's trouble enough.
America's Wang.
Where...
I wasn't born in Florida. I moved here from Russia, so...
Maybe worse?
How... Was this all happening in Russia?
No, we just moved here like a couple of months and then it happened.
Well, people celebrate in different ways.
Have you called here before?
No.
Remember, we had a call kind of like this about a Russian immigrant.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, okay. So,
all right, here's the most important thing about Casey is that you get help for this.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
You got. I know it's a pain, and I know you don't want to dig back into it, and I know it's somehow shameful, and you feel like you're responsible, and some all these crazy things. The fact is, this is something that you were victimized as you were a victim, and there are things that can be done to help you with whatever effects it might have on you that can be diminished. They can reduce the effects it has in your life, right? Or even eliminate them.
All right. But here's the thing, Casey. You're smart, bilingual, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's good. I used to think that just meant you spoke Mexican. Point is
that's probably true, isn't it?
Listen, I am telling you that if you ask most of our Southern California listeners what does bilingual mean, it's like
you speak Spanish.
Speaks white guy and Mexican. I didn't think they would say Spanish.
Right. Say Mexican.
See,
you're right.
And I wouldn't say, he wouldn't say speaks, he'd say talks. He talks white and Mexican? Is that right? No?
He talks in Mexican and talks in English.
Well, bilingual, that means he goes down on dudes and chicks? All right.
Let's get her to say something.
Casey.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's the thing. Whenever someone speaks another language and you go, say something, they always answer with, what do you want me to say? And you go, say anything. And they go, well, like what? And it gets volleyed back and forth. Let's see if it works. Casey.
Uh-huh.
Describe.
Oh. Say something in Russian. Oh.
Describe you.
She called you fat.
Describe the area where you're from in Russia.
Moldova.
But keep going. Where is that in Russia?
Not too many people know of it, but it's really...
I'm saying Russian.
They're doing Russian. It's very romantic for us.
It's near Europe.
See, I speak
that was
Russian.
English. That was English. Oh, I understood her. It's strange enough.
I thought I spoke Russian for a second. It was awesome. I was like,
my God, I speak it.
Yeah. It's like one of those movies where they're speaking German in the submarine, and then they flip over at a certain point, and they start speaking English. But thick accent. But all of a sudden, you understand.
Yeah, they're Russian, but they have an English accent. That's my favorite.
All right, Casey. Well, look, you're smart. Your brother only did this to you one time. I think you're going to have to get some help.
Yeah,
but
come on.
You don't have to be scarred by it.
Right.
Well, I was just wondering, because I hear all these callers calling in all the time saying, oh, I was raped by my brother, and then you figure out...
Well, they're not raped. They were sexually abused. It means they were repeatedly abused, and that has shattering effects on people's personality development, and then thereby how they conduct themselves in their relationships in young adulthood.
Right. Yours is one time.
Yours is one timer. It's going to have effects. It doesn't have to be shattering.
Right.
And you can be treated.
Starting to wonder if Russians are a little more effed up than we gave them credit for in the past.
Duh.
Yeah?
Well, compare them to us.
Saying yes or no, duh?
No, I'm saying yes in Russian.
Yeah.
But compare to us, right? That much worse? No.
Well,
What if our people started? Could you tell Casey from any of our other callers? You know what I'm saying?
Well, she spoke Russian.
Right, she's
smarter. I got that part. No, I'm starting to hear stories. I just think they've been traumatized.
Yes.
I think between the winter and the government.
And the Second World War, too.
And the Second World War.
Stalin.
And Stalin.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just wondering if they're all a little...
paranoid.
Yeah.
They do a fair amount of boozing in that,
no,
in
it's
that
high
region.
And then they act out on their kids and stuff, sure.
Yeah.
Then they come here.
But listen, we can't judge. Communism, that's an awesome form of government. Worked out just fine.
Totally
I've got
works.
A friend who's Yugoslavian. She talks about the golden age of communism. I was like, what? She goes, oh, absolutely. Under Tito, it was fantastic. It's like golden age.
Yeah. I loved it, by the way. And Chris thinks Tito is one of the Jacksons.
I know.
Reagan said, called him an evil empire, everyone went nuts. Everyone in this country went nuts. Like, oh, my God, how could you say that?
Having lived through Reagan.
Just because they wall in a bunch of people in East Berlin and don't shoot them when they try to get in to see their families in West Berlin, you can't call them evil.
If you remember all the negativity about the Reagan presidency, it makes it difficult if you've lived through that to judge the Bush presidency. You know, if you remember all the consternation about Reagan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, he's an idiot. He's an a-hole.
Yeah,
he's
dare you
warmonger.
Call Russians
he's
evil.
The world
yeah,
up.
Sure. They just invade Afghanistan and starve their own people. They create a gulag. You can't call them evil. You can't judge.
Can't judge.
You cannot judge.
We have no frame from which to judge ourselves because we're evil.
And Reagan was like, oh, hey, these guys are white. I can judge. He was like, wow, this is awesome. And then it's like, you can't even judge white guys.
No.
Like, you can't mess with other cultures that are different colors and stuff, because then you're just racist. But he saw this as an opportunity. Hey, these guys are evil and they're white. Awesome. That's this is going to be a layup. And he called him an evil empire, and everyone was like, oh, how dare you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Our people. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I hate everyone. Let's hear a Goldfinger song.
All right. Should we like that? Goldfinger, at least.
We do like Goldfinger. We love Goldfinger. We're going to hear a new song off their new CD, Disconnection Notice. And this one is called... Oh, wait a minute. I'm looking at the first song. Yeah. This one is called Wasted.
I'm wasted again. Passed out, don't know who I am. I'm so wasted again. Blacked out, don't know where I've been or who I am.
Goldfinger, back with a vengeance.
Thank you very much.
Great that you guys sound so good, because Goldfinger's a friend of the show, and it's nothing worse than them, you know, friend of the show's coming back and then laying down some crap.
Some stinkers.
You got to go like, oh, hey, wow, I'll tell you that. Hey, Drew, that's
better
something.
Luck next time.
That's something right there, I'll tell
yeah,
you.
That was something.
That
was
is
something.
Not nothing. Yep. That is something. Something. Hey, good luck to you guys. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, they're going to be at Cuffs down in Cerritos this weekend, playing four sets on Saturday and 11 sets
Don't
on Sunday.
To tip your waitress.
Tip your waitress, try the buffalo wings, and check out a good friend's Goldfinger. All right, we got to keep moving along with the program. Going to hop back to the phones, Drew, before we have to pay some bills. Janelle?
Yeah?
18, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
What's happening?
Up, Janelle?
When I have intercourse, I cannot come. Like, I've been having sex since I was 14, and I cannot come.
That would make you normal.
Mm-hmm.
That only about 40% of women ever have orgasm with intercourse.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you should have got started earlier, by the way. 14. Well,
but the fact...
Yeah, what took you so long?
Yeah, you start about 11. Yeah. You get it right.
The fact that you can have... What?
I had a boyfriend for 3 years after that. Like, he was my first, so.
All right.
I started.
The fact that you can have orgasms at all puts you actually ahead of most 18-year-olds. You're probably one of these people that will have them sometimes with intercourse, but that's actually an unusual thing for women.
Okay, because just when I have sex with other guys other than, well, like, I don't want going out with my boyfriend anymore, but they ask why I can't, so I'm wondering.
Well, you're dealing with 18-year-old guys.
That's what I was going to say. That's not really her thing.
They're older guys.
No, these guys are in their 40s. Come on.
No. But trust me, Janelle, that's...
Listen, you by the way, guys, asking why your lady you're just on top of didn't have an orgasm can go nowhere good.
Right. Right.
Gotta put the mirror in front of yourself and look closely and go, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah, and it's really... Once in a while, one of the writers over at Kimmel gets angry and says, why didn't you use any of our Michael Jackson jokes from yesterday? And I'm always like, you idiot, here it comes. And then Jimmy's like, because none of them were funny. And then it's like, okay, you didn't see that one?
Had to ask that?
Why do people do that, by the way? Why aren't you having an orgasm? I'm not turned on by you. You're doing something.
You suck.
Yeah, by the way, you didn't remove the dust mask before you began the oral.
Oral, what's that?
Yeah, I mean, there you go. Just never ask that. Just assume they have a defect from the factory and keep moving.
Yeah.
All right.
Good times.
Let's take a little break. Steve over here, who he's 19, had a threesome with his girlfriend and his buddy. Now has feelings for his buddy.
Oh snap!
I know this. See, if we knew how to do good radio, or we cared about doing good radio, I'd say, "Well, I'll tell you, talk about scintillating. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll get back with young Steve. See what's going on with his bisexuality."
Of course, we're like, bogus.
Yeah, don't bother listening to this call. This guy's full of crap. Steve?
Yeah?
You insult us.
I'm sorry.
All right. We're not buying your boguosity.
Why not?
Now I'm interested. After the call, after the commercial, we will talk about that.
Hold on.
Yeah,
Steve.
Now that's something to tease.
Yeah, there you go. Well, he makes a compelling argument. Why not? All right. We'll be back with the bogus Steve and the very real Goldfinger after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kelly and Brian in here tonight from Goldfinger. Kelly, who in here?
Who?
Yeah.
Who?
We'll get back with Steve, the very unbogus Steve.
And articulate.
He's 19, had a threesome with his gal and his buddy. And now he's got the hots for his buddy. Yes, Steve?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what I should do. Should I tell my girlfriend or my buddy? Or?
Oh, man, is it really bogus?
It's getting more bogus by the second.
Wow.
Steve.
Give me a question answered. So when did this happen?
About 2 weeks ago, and then ever since I had sex with my girlfriend, like, since, it hasn't been the same.
Mm-hmm. And where were you with you and the buddy and the girl? Where did that happen?
At my place.
And you live by yourself?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go down exactly? How'd you get your buddy into this?
Well, I was talking to my girlfriend about it, and we discussed threesomes before, and we just kind of decided that, you know, it'd be okay to have my my friend come in and join in. And it just, so we just made it happen.
How'd you get him to come in?
Reach around.
How'd you get him to participate?
Oh, I see. Sorry.
He's pretty open.
Checked his oil.
Where was he when you asked him?
We discussed it like the day before.
Where were you when you told him?
We were out for lunch. Mm-hmm. At a pizza place.
And how did he react?
What kind of pizza?
He was like, you know, that's cool. I mean, okay.
So he had... He had sex with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You hesitate. Did he or did he not?
Yes, he did.
And what were you doing while he did that?
Reaching around himself.
Okay, that's where the bogus thing comes
in. Drew, you ever reach around yourself?
I can't say I did.
It's a cool way to masturbate. It feels like a guy's relieving you. You just...
Nice.
It's tough.
You come between your legs?
I can't do it.
You go between your legs.
I go up and under. Uh-huh. It's
nice.
Tough.
That's a nice look.
It's tough.
It's kind of like The Stranger, you know that one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What's The Stranger?
It's where you sit on your hand and it falls asleep and you take advantage of yourself.
Oh, my God.
Or the
oh, my God.
And then there's The Drifter, which is you have Darren sit on your hand.
Oh.
Stinks it up,
nice.
And then you go with yourself.
Nice.
Yeah.
The Drifter. Nice.
It's like The Stranger, but the hand stinks.
Yeah, it stinks. Of course. It's got hobo power.
Yeah. All right. Listen, Steve.
Yeah.
We're labeling this bogus. We just don't believe you. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I mean, but seriously, like, I mean, I really don't know what to do. I mean, I was just...
Well, why? What do you mean you don't know what to do? You're not into your girlfriend.
Break up with your girlfriend.
Break up with your girlfriend.
Yeah. Tell her to hit the road and go to the gay circuit.
That's right. Break up with your girlfriend.
Go check it out.
Right.
Straight by curious. Only makes me furious.
Well, certainly all you break up with your girlfriend because you're not into her anymore.
Yeah, all right.
And whether or not you are gay or whatever.
Yeah, he has no question.
You could always join the Navy.
And look, did you have sex with the guy when he was having sex with your girlfriend?
No, but it just turned me on a lot more.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Him with her.
Yeah. I mean, it was just...
Well, that don't make it gay.
I know. Sometimes guys are just have this sort of masochistic thing where they like seeing their girlfriend have sex with other people.
Yeah, that is kind of masochistic.
Here's the deal. I don't know what's wrong. Steve is like sort of bogus and dumb and slow and
whatever.
What you call a bad call. So here's the thing. Break up.
Break up. And if you like seeing your women with other guys, that's... It's going to be a long life.
Or start your own webpage.
Insist upon that. Don't get involved with anybody in the near future.
Let's talk to Brooke. Brooke?
Hey, guys, listen, I just want to tell you guys are geniuses. I love you. I've been listening to you forever.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks, man.
I'm actually building this up. Here we go.
Okay, listen, I have advice for you, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I don't know why you tell these poor girls that call you that can't have an orgasm to do this and to do that and to do that and the other thing. Why don't you just tell them to play with themselves while they're having intercourse? The guys love it, and, I mean... It's
we have said that.
It's an easy way to come.
Yeah, they won't do it, though.
Yeah.
And no, many women...
They've tried it.
And they've tried it. Many women still can't have an orgasm. They just can't do it when there's a penis inside.
Believe
I've
you
been
me.
Doing it since I was... I mean... Since
yes,
I was
Brooke, 17. Brooke, because you can do it. This is the difficult thing about women and what drives men out of their mind is there are... There are many, many different variations on this theme, the Brooke theme.
Yeah.
And there's some women that do it the way you do it, and there's more women that still can't.
Do you think it offends men?
No.
No, men love it when women do that, but they physically can't quite pull it off for some reason, and that's them. They'd rather have, maybe that they'd rather have it with oral sex, so they just can't with their current, but whatever it is, it's hard for us to understand, but we know we've told them for many, many years they should do that, and they just could blow it off. Or they try it, it doesn't work.
You guys are awesome. You guys give amazing advice, but I've been doing it, and it's the only way I can.
Brooke, you got to stop. Brooke, because you do it doesn't mean that other women necessarily can.
Well,
this is the strange thing about women is that this and other women, the women that are multi orgasmic, there's about 10% that have orgasm only with intercourse, not with oral sex, and have repeated one after the other orgasms, and those women think that you're lying. Because they can't believe.
I can't imagine having an orgasm without doing it. I can't have an orgasm.
Brooke, can you understand that that's just you?
Hold on. Can you put your legs behind your ears? Because a lot of girls can't.
That's just Brooke.
Let me tell you one of the cornerstones of being stupid. Just whatever is for you is. You're sort of the universal.
Also,
you're the one person on the planet.
And I'm trying to make a point. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to make a point where there just keeps repeating the same thing over and over again. Yeah, that's you, Brooke.
No.
Other women have many, many different variations.
But... I do appreciate Brooke being a fan of the show, and I do appreciate, you know, her giving us notes.
Yes,
it's fine with me.
Yes, absolutely.
But you should know, we used to do a lot of, you know,
trying to coach.
Chick calls up and says, I can't have an orgasm through intercourse. Our first question is, what about oral sex? No. How does that work? Quiet.
Second
question is, do you masturbate?
Right.
Oftentimes, yes, but that doesn't work. Sometimes, yes, but it does work. All right, next question. How about you do that during intercourse?
Or we'll even say bring the sex toy in. You do it with your vibrator, bring that in with you.
Said it many times, Brooke. But
telling the truth?
Yes, Brooke, you've got to get out of your head that other women function
Brooke,
like you do.
Brooke, you think every chick is named Brooke out there and lives in Malibu and is 28 and is hot?
You guys, I just love sex. I mean, what can I say?
That's Brooke. Brooke, every woman is different, and there are different patterns amongst women.
Yes. Brooke, what do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living? Uh-oh. Oh, gosh. This is an open door. I don't know if we want to open this door.
What kind of thing do you do?
What kind of door?
She dances.
Yeah, no, I'm in athletics.
All right.
What kind of athletics? Pole vaulting, pole dancing?
I run track.
She runs track. All right. Okay. Now, what percentage of 28-year-old women who listen to the show or call on the show run track?
All right. Probably
not too many.
Not too many. So we've already deciphered that there's a difference in women. They're not all exactly the same. You have to accept that when it comes to the orgasm, just as you do for vocational work. Yes, sir?
Unfortunately, that same logic doesn't apply to men. Men have lots of vocations, all the same, pretty much, with sex.
Yeah.
With the orgasm.
Yep.
And that's what's confusing to men. They think you should work just like them.
Right.
That's why, Brick, you think all the women should work just like you.
Right.
They don't.
No, absolutely not. Appreciate her orgasms and everything.
And we'll take the note. I mean, we'll continue to beat on the fact that we tell them to bring the sex toys in, try to masturbate. We say it till we're burnt out. That's why we don't say it so much.
By the way, chicks who are not having orgasms through intercourse and are frustrated enough to call a radio show because they're not having orgasm through intercourse have tried the diddle.
Right.
Believe you me, they've tried the diddle. Right. That was the first thing. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's like when you do these troubleshooting things. Right. And it's like, but is the switch on the garbage disposal? It's like, yeah, no S. Oh, that's it. You know, the first thing whenever you call the mechanic or the handy guy or whatever,
right.
It's a super bait. Is the computer plugged in?
Right, right.
Is it plugged in? That's one of those. And it's like, you're angry that they even asked, but like, yes, it's plugged in. Yes. Okay, now let's try to reboot it. Is the computer plugged into the tech person?
Yes, yes.
Of course, they've tried to diddle themselves.
Yes.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show, everybody. Goldfinger.
Thank you.
Just turning the clock back and having our good friends say Goldfinger.
It's like no time went by since
studio. Nope. John, Darren, Kelly, and Brian all in here. God bless you. Disconnection Notice. Name of the new CD sounds great. Go get it. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. You can always tell the hot chicks as they're just having the fat chicks like, how y'all doing tonight? Sorry, Tammy. Sorry for putting you on hold for 177. No, that's okay. I'm enjoying the show.
I made you some cookies.
Although I ate them on hold.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.